A warm winter. For the spring break, I'm attending a university abroad, mostly to improve my English speaking skills. I left Japan 2 weeks ago, and I've already gotten quite used to life here. The first week was tough too. I was very jet-lagged and sleep-deprived. Also, when I went downtown, the smell of marijuana was overpowering and gave me headaches. But funnily enough, I don't even notice the smell anymore. Every morning, I wake up to the sound of breakfast being made in the kitchen. My host mother and father are early risers. I enjoy waking up to lifestyle noises or people talking because for the last 2 years, my alarm was the first sound I heard every day. When I head downstairs, I'm greeted with a good morning. Did you sleep well? Clean, my host mother is really sweet. I've only known her a short time, but she cares for me like a real mother. Today was just a little different to normal. On the dining table beside the breakfast was a small present of cookies in red wrapping paper. Colleen said they were for me. She remembered I love cookies. After breakfast, I take the bus to uni as always. And as I glance out the window, I see flags flying in the street. The flags bear the same colors as Japan's, but you don't see so many flags in Japan. There are many flags flying here, quite a lot, actually. I wonder if the people here are patriotic or nationalistic. Nevertheless, people from many different cultural backgrounds live here, and it's a very multicultural society. I love the atmosphere of this country where there is no discrimination against any race. As always, my friend boarded the bus partway through the journey. Today, when he sat down next to me, he handed me a small gift of caramels. At this time of year, back when I was in high school, I used to make similar presents for friends and boys at school, but I haven't done that in a while now. Anyway, my friend is super kind. He always shares food with me when we have lunch together. Especially his favorite spiced fermented cabbage. Although I'm not great with the spicy food, I suffer through it since it's a kind gesture. Over lunch, we talk about our home countries, despite being close by. His country has a few differences, like compulsory military service, or a culture that emphasizes quickness over thoroughness. Quite different to the often bureaucratic Japan, I don't think I'd do well there, especially since I work quite slowly. When I get home from uni, as usual, most of the family isn't there. My host brother, Malcolm, loves sports, so he is probably at his soccer or basketball practice. Miguel, my other host brother, is still in high school, but also works part-time 3 days a week. Although he usually just serves food, he says it makes him nervous because he is part of a very important day for his guests. But he says he enjoys it because he gets to experience his guests once in a lifetime happy experience. I don't think many Japanese students do such a job, and he pays quite well. He earns $27 an hour, or about 3,000 yen. Miguel teased me a bit when he heard I only make 1,000 yen an hour at my job in Japan. Well, most of the time the family is very kind to me.